Hey, this Second Date Update is brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who is on the line this morning?
Erica. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Erica. How you doing, babe?
I'm all right. I'm a little sad right now, to be honest with you. Gonna see if you guys can help me.
Yeah. Please. You called during Second Date. I assume it's probably something that has to do with your relationship, huh?
Yes. I haven't spoken to my man in nearly 2 weeks.
What happened? I mean, you have to have some idea. What's the last argument you guys had?
Honestly, it was about his daughter. She was with us over the weekend, and we just had, like, a little fight. I guess he just didn't like about me not wanting to bathe her.
How old is she?
Yeah, how old is she?
She's about 3.
Okay.
Okay. And
you have any kids?
Yeah.
I don't have any children, no.
And do you know the mother? Do you know this little girl's mother? How y'all get along? What's y'all relationship like?
I've never even met the mother.
Oh.
I'm still waiting to meet the mother.
Hmm.
Okay.
But honestly, I felt a little bit uncomfortable because I don't have children, and watching the news, I see so many incidences that happens with children and not their parents, and it turns into a whole big old fiasco, and I don't want to get involved in things.
Hold on, babe. I have a question. So when you said no, what did he say?
That's when it turned into the argument. Him yelling, talking about I don't love him that much if I can't help him with his child.
Wow.
But I do help.
Wow.
I cook. I help clean.
Yeah.
Everything else, but I just feel uncomfortable being a child.
Okay, you basically gave us what's going on. I can see where he be coming from. We're going to get him on the phone. What's his name?
Reggie.
Reggie. All right, look, we're going to get Reggie on the phone. We're going to try to keep this calm because, you know, this could be volatile when you're talking about a man's child. We're going to get him on the phone. Just don't say nothing until we bring you in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Wow. Okay, Jock, you tell me. What you think?
I mean, I would have a problem with her saying because she hadn't met my kid's mom yet. Like,
you don't think that's a respect thing, though?
I mean, they've been dating for quite some time. The baby 3.
Man, look, this woman is playing her cards right. Look, at any time that baby mama can pit herself against this woman, you be baby, my baby. Oh, no, you don't know what the girlfriends go up against when you're dealing with kids and baby mamas.
It shouldn't be that immature. It shouldn't be that immature.
That's crazy.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Reggie, please?
Yeah, this is Reggie.
Hey, Reggie, how you doing, bro? This the streets want to take over. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and
hey,
Shouty.
Good morning.
Oh, whoa. What's up? What's going on?
Okay, so listen. Young lady you've been dating for a minute called us up, man. She just basically said, look, you know, y'all had an incident to take place. She's been trying to talk to you. Apparently, you don't want to talk. So she said this was her, you know, her next measure. This was the next move to see if she could, you know, open up that door of communication with you.
Are you familiar with a woman named Erica?
Yeah, I know that is.
Okay, so listen, bro. We trying to basically help the situation out. Erica say that you guys had a little argument over the weekend about a situation involving your daughter.
Is this true?
Yeah, she was over my place, you know, a couple of days, and just had, you know, just a little easy, you know, request or whatever. Izzy was over. And just got busy or whatever, and I needed, you know, she needed a bath. And, you know, just like a normal, you know, you did. And, you know, she just kind of had a little hesitance to it and kind of threw me off, you know, because we have been dating, you know, for 2 years. And, you know, it just kind of shook me for a little bit. So that's basically what our argument went to.
Is this her first time bathing your child?
Well, it would have been the first time.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're not going to beat around the bush and make this a long, drawn-out situation. We actually got your girl on the phone, man, and she really, like, you know, put it on the line and said that she needed us to help you guys so she could at least communicate. She want to speak with you.
Yeah, she said she has more that she'd like to let you know.
I have my own personal reasons of why I don't want to do that. Like, that's just, I need to meet the mother.
But you already know that we don't have a good relationship. Like, me and her don't have a good relationship. So, you know, of course, she do cook. She do certain things around the house or whatever that I definitely appreciate. But, you know, I get busy from time to time. You know, sometimes I may come home from work or I may need to take a call for work. And
Reg, but I like to cross my T's and dot my I's. So that means that I need to meet the mother of this child so we can have our own conversation, woman to woman, so we can have an understanding. This is her child,
too.
I want to agree.
I want to say I can respect that, but at the end of the day, do you feed this child? Is this child ever left in your care?
I feed the child.
I mean, that's the same thing.
It is. It's just a different part of caring for the child.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not, man.
If the child is left in her custody, that could be a problem. She feeding the child. The girl could say the girl done gave my baby something and my baby's sick.
But, man, I'm telling you, man, people coerce children to say things. Your baby mama get mad at you and coerce your baby girl to say something about your girlfriend, then she's in a bad situation.
But for the child's sake, if the child is dirty and the child needs a bath, I think repercussions that follow, just let it happen.
Well, I would, my question to you, Erica, would be, it's very simple. Why haven't you expressed this sooner?
Well, honestly, it's just because I've been touched before when I was a child. So it kind of doesn't make me comfortable to touch another person's child. That's why I don't have kids now, because I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared. Okay. Reggie, you hear me?
Reggie, did you know this? This is your first time hearing this, Reggie?
And we want to appreciate you for allowing something like that out, Erica. We know that's probably something difficult for you to say, especially on the radio.
But if she would have told me this, I definitely would have understood, and I kind of probably could have put some stuff into consideration. But off the fact that, you know, we never had this conversation, you never tried to sit me down.
We've never had deep conversations about our childhood, so I never felt the need to bring up something that was so traumatic in my life.
Well, let me show something both with y'all before we wrap this call up. One thing I think that everybody that's listening in the city, even y'all too, and even us, we're going to learn. Communication is key. Y'all been together for 2 years, and you choose to tell him something this, you know, deep and close to your heart over the radio. I think you guys should sit down and just open up to each other more. I think it's very important. It's going to be vital to y'all's success as far as relationship goes. So we're going to do what we normally do at this point right here. I'm going to ask y'all, are you guys going to make this work, or at least try to sit down and work this out like two mature adults?
Yeah, for sure. After this conversation, I definitely sit down and
good job, man. I'm glad. On behalf of 1-800 Injured.
Girl, you better. Y'all, Reggie, Erica, you guys probably are my favorite couple.
Okay, y'all. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, I'm going to hook y'all up. They're going to hook y'all up. We're going to hook y'all up with a $50 gift card, man. Spend it however you choose, man. Maybe on a date where y'all can sit down and open up to each other. How about that?
Thank you.
All right, A-Town Second Date Update. This was real touching right here, man. Y'all call us up. Let's really talk on this, man. 443-520-945. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.